64 years ago. At its beginning, a moment of deepest meaning, which most have forgotten. The figure at the centre of the event, the new queen, goes alone, not to the throne, but past it, to kneel at an altar, to kneel in prayer. Before her, written on the altar, are the words, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ." We don't know what she prayed. Her Majesty knelt at the beginning of a path of devotion, of self-sacrifice, a path which she did not choose, but which God called her to. And today we celebrate not just that coronation, but her birthday and the 64 years of commitment that she has given to serve this country. But I don't want to focus on the splendour, on the spectacle, on the roar of the crowds. But the Queen's original oath of allegiance was, how can I put this? It was very British, because it actually embraced liberty and authority. Authority, because not because she was a person in authority, but because she was a person under authority. She was and has always been throughout her life a person who is under the authority of God. And she herself would acknowledge that. And as you read these books that I've given to you today, you will see that she is a person under the authority of God. She doesn't place herself above people. She serves and is, I believe, an amazing example. The words of Jesus, "Not my will, but yours be done," have epitomized her life. Every day, as you will read in these books, she spends at least 40 hours, even in the last decade, at the age of, she's now 90, and in this last decade she spent 40 hours, not a day, because there aren't 40 hours a day, 40 hours a week in working, in serving the country. It's not many of us are that old, let alone who actually week in, week out, give that sort of time, do we? It was that same authority under God that the expert in the law approached Jesus. And he said to Jesus, "What must I do to have eternal life?" And Jesus responds by telling him that great story of the Good Samaritan, which I know that you all know very well. A man beaten up, a priest coming by walking on the other side of the road, a lawyer coming by walking on the other side of the road, until eventually a Samaritan comes, a despised and outcast person in his society, who helps him, picks him up, puts him on his donkey, takes him to somewhere where he can be looked after and pays for his care. But the whole of that story is in the context of a man in authority asking Jesus, "What must I do to get to heaven? What must I do to get eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." In other words, go and serve. Go and give yourself for other people. And I believe that that is what our Queen has done. I believe that she has given of herself for this country. We may think, we may not, we may be socialists and think that the monarchy's, you know, kind of, but we cannot deny that the person of the Queen has given of herself for many, many years. Yes, she's lived in luxury. Yes, she's had, she's the Queen. But she has given of her life, I believe, over the last 64 years that she's been on the throne to serve this country. And she would say of herself, "I did it because that was God's calling of me." And I would hope that all of us, as we continue on our lives, could emulate that, to say, yeah, we have lived our lives because we believe that God is calling us to it, just as the Queen did. And that service was given in love, and that service is something that we can emulate. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask you to stand, if you would, and sing with me. And I've got three verses. I found six, but three of them really were not worth repeating. I can tell you what the other three are if you if you really want. But we're going to sing three verses today of the national anthem.